direct from Anaheim. It's blindbargains.com coverage of CSUN 2019. Brought to you by AFB Access World. For the latest news and accessibility information on mainstream and access technology, Apple, Google, Microsoft, and Amazon offerings, access technology book reviews and mobile apps, and how they can enhance entertainment, education, and employment, log on to Access World, the American Foundation for the Blind's free monthly online technology magazine. www.afb.org/aw. Now, here's Joe Steinkamp.
Hey everyone, Joe Steinkamp on the floor in Anaheim, and I'm over at the T-Base Communications booth, and we're going to talk a little bit about some fantastic new technology that you've got going on. It's fast, you tell me. Hey, yeah. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Hi, Joe. Thank you for having me. So T-Base Communications has been around for about 25 years. We produce alternate formats for banks, for telecom companies, for educational institutions, and for government. We produce accessible PDF, e-text, EPUB, audio, braille, and large print. So we set out to speed up transcription for our customers, which ultimately benefits end users, those who are blind or have low vision. We created a software called FastTrack. So it speeds up transcription about two times. It's two times faster. What it does is the software does the initial pass at the textbook, for example.
Right.
And then we have fast track operators who perfect the document's structure. So it's fast, and there's that added level of QA. So any transcribed material goes through QA afterwards, and that's QA'd by subject matter experts and certified transcription specialists. So
for businesses that are trying to stay inclusive and provide things like we were talking about banks and stuff like that, this is a great way for that information to be made more accessible to blind individuals and those who may have some hearing loss much faster and better than them actually doing it themselves. This is a software solution.
Yes, so FastTrack is being employed for a lot of our higher education customers right now who have complex textbooks, such as math and chemistry textbooks. And just as of spring 2018, FastTrack can now handle math and chemistry. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. I would like to meet the team that had to work on all those symbols. That would be
Yes. So, and as of spring 2018, too, we can now output many more alternate formats, not just Braille. We can do accessible PDF,
right.
MathML, audio, many others.
So. Okay. So a lot of that markup language that happens with PDF and converting things. And so who is your ideal customer, do you think?
Our ideal customer? We have many ideal customers. we service financial services. We do statements and documents and FI, telecom providers, U.S. healthcare insurance providers, some government, and of course we do departments of education in the U.S. and we do universities and colleges, and also publishers.
Oh, okay. Excellent. So you were talking about how this is increasing turnaround time. What has been the turnaround times that you're seeing now in some of these?
So turnaround time does vary depending on the textbook and the document. So it's hard to put a specific turnaround.
So let's generally say a textbook kind of thing. So professors are known for changing their preferences really quickly on textbooks. Let's just say hypothetically, I'm not holding you to anything, but if someone had to make a request like a college for a textbook, that could happen pretty fairly quickly?
So typical turnaround for a textbook when it's transcribed manually, I believe, is 4 to 9 months.
Wow.
And so we can generally speed it up so that it's two times faster using FastTrack.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Well, if people are looking for their organizations to be able to do that, or if there are the end users out there who might be trying to interact with an organization that probably should be doing something like this, how should they go about getting in contact, or is there someone that they should go to first?
The first step would be requesting alternate formats from your service provider, if you're a student, requesting the formats that you need. So that would be the first step.
Uh-huh.
And then the service provider would come to T-Base, and we would make sure that we're able to deliver a high-quality textbook in an alternate format faster for the end user.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Now, you guys are pretty active on social media. I've seen some things on, from T-Base on Twitter and the like.
Yeah.
So you guys put out a lot of interesting materials. Is that kind of the best place, is to hit the website and Twitter to follow up with what's going on at the company?
Absolutely. So we are at www.tbase.com. We are on Twitter. Our handle is at T-B-A-S-E-C-O-M-N. And yes, we're also on LinkedIn and on Facebook, but we can be reached at info@tbase.com, info@tbase.com.
Is there anything else we didn't cover yet that you wanted to cover?
I think we got it all.
Awesome. Joe. Okay, well, thank you for your time. Thank you for the information as well.
Thanks so much for having me, Joe.
No problem. From the floor of Anaheim, the Marriott, this is Joe Steinkamp with Blind Bargains. More CSUN coverage in the feed.
Exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys, online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2019.